Our culture has long suggested what the ideal female body might look like based on things like who's modeling the clothes we see when shopping online or what we see in ads or TV or beauty pageants. For a while, that look has been thin, skinny. But now new research has shown that the so-called ideal female figure is now not only thin, but also fit and muscular. And that combo is likely to be even harder to live up to. Frances Bozic is a clinical psychology doctoral candidate at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She co-authored the piece, The Ideal Female Body Type is Getting Even Harder to Attain. You can read that at The Conversation. Frances, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the particulars of how you researched this, what is the overall trend you're seeing in what our society sees as the ideal female body type?
So I think the main thing that we were highlighting in this article is that historically, like you said, there has obviously been a drive for women to be exceedingly thin over time. And one of the things that seems to be happening more recently is that there's also this push to have the appearance of muscularity. And that, coupled with the extreme thinness, is basically the reason why we're saying it's even more difficult to kind of have this figure.
Let's talk about what's at stake there. If there is this ideal female body type out there that is not realistic for most women, what kind of damage does that do?
So I think one of the things that makes this particularly damaging is that in the past, I think there was kind of an understanding that the thin ideal was very difficult to attain. It took a lot of dieting, but I think the incorporation of the muscularity piece has kind of begun to conflate this with health. And I think that psychologically, especially, it can have an impact on women that is negative, even though it's kind of masquerading as a health push. Because, you know, when women are subjected to images of these ideal figures, that we see the same sorts of negative impacts that we would have seen with the previous media, but now there's kind of this idea that this is actually related to health and therefore something that is even more, that's more reasonable or, I guess, healthier for women to strive for.
Now, can you talk about some of the research you've done to track this this change and how it's happened?
Yeah, so one of the things that we did was over time, there has been a lot of research that has looked at figures in the media that are being presented to women to kind of understand what are women being pressured to look like. So we wanted to kind of continue that trend. And so what we decided to do was to look at Miss USA winners over the course of about 15 years. And we had students rate these women on thinness, muscularity, and attractiveness. So it was pretty straightforward, but we standardized the images of these women and then had undergraduates rate them. And what we found was that women reported that they were seeing these winners become thinner and more muscular over time. And I think this was a particularly unique population, and that other studies have looked at contestants in general. And so we were basically, this study suggested that having that extreme level of thinness has not gone away and is still something that is highly sought after, but also now there's this extra piece of having the appearance of muscularity as well. And so the other thing that we wanted to really look at was whether or not women have started to internalize this ideal. So is this something that they actually want for themselves? So we know they're being presented with it, but do they care? And so the other thing we did was we presented women with images that were completely identical except for the level of muscularity. So in one version, muscularity had been edited out, so people were seeing either a muscular and thin or a thin only version of the same woman. And what we found when we asked women about their preferences between those was that women preferred a female figure who was extremely thin but also had that muscularity component, which suggested that this is something that women have begun to regard as something that they should strive for and work to achieve.
Talking to Frances Bosick with the University of Missouri, Kansas City, talking about her piece she co-authored, The Ideal Female Body Type is Getting Even Harder to Attain. And Frances, we're getting messages like this from a new angle. Now, if you see something in an ad, you know, somebody's selling you something, maybe you can ignore that. A beauty pageant, okay, that's a thing. A Hollywood actress, sure, they're training all day. But now we've got social media and a lot of people who look like maybe normal people trying to spread these images as well. What kind of things are you seeing on places like Instagram and elsewhere?
So Instagram and social media actually was one of the first places where we started to see this trend. And so I think that is where some of this research started coming from, and it kind of led us to look into what is the impact of this media. And I think one of the things is that idea of it being like a normal everyday person, again, takes away from your propensity to critically evaluate what you're being presented with. So I think that can be kind of a detrimental piece. But I also think that with time, even in the last 10 years, what we are presented on social media is typically a reflection of what we're looking for. And so I think that also makes this even more complicated and a little worse for women, in that women who are more likely to have body dissatisfaction and be seeking out these messages potentially anyway are going to be more negatively impacted when they view them. So I think that's something to be aware of and just as you consume some of this media.
I could see somebody seeing maybe a positive here, like, hey, we're finding a strength in women to be an attractive trait where maybe in the past we didn't. Do you see that or no?
So I think that is one of the things that people have tried to tease apart. So one of the problems with the way that the messages have been presented is that typically, one, they kind of portray women in what we would consider to be an objectifying manner. And so what we say when we say that is really focusing on areas of muscularity that would be important for appearance. So like looking at someone's abdomen and really kind of fragmenting the woman so that she's not considered to be like a whole strong, powerful person, but more focusing on what is the appearance piece that she's achieving here. So there's that piece that I think it's important to be aware of. And then the other piece is that we have found that a lot of the messages that tend to accompany this media focus on really appearance rather than health messaging. So, and it can be very guilt-laden and things that, again, when we see these with, you know, images of models and strictly thin women, you might be more likely to expect this and might be less impacted by it. But I think there is more ambiguity in terms of like whether or not this is completely healthy for women. I think it does inspire women to want to have a more fit body, which obviously any engagement in exercise and physical activity for cardiovascular health is a great thing. But I also think that you just have to critically look at how the message is being presented and what it's saying. So,
and I understand you're hoping to extend this research now, looking at women over the age of 35. What are you going to be looking for?
So I would like to see if some of these messages operate the same way. So historically, we've done a lot of this research with women who are in an undergraduate sample because we had a belief that body dissatisfaction kind of was the most prevalent there and kind of stopped afterwards. And so I'm really interested in finding out whether or not these kind of relationships also exist for middle-aged women going up to even the age of 60, because we know that body dissatisfaction continues on, but the messaging and the forums in which women gain information about the appearance standards that they're supposed to achieve might be different. So,
and briefly, Frances, as we wrap up, are you hoping that just having this information out there will maybe send a message to women to think carefully about the images they're seeing?
Yes, I think that was the goal of what we've been doing so far, is just to kind of help women empower themselves by being kind of critical consumers of the things that they're being shown. And again, having that idea that obviously fitness and health in and of themselves are very worthwhile goals and definitely worth pursuing, but also just keeping an awareness about what is being shown to you and the impact that it's having on mood and self-esteem and things like that, particularly if you're susceptible to body dissatisfaction and things like that in the first place.
Frances, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Frances Bozick, a clinical psychology doctoral candidate at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She co-authored the piece, The Ideal Female Body Type is Getting Even Harder to Attain, for The Conversation.